because I didn't have a label looking for a deadline, this was a kind of a labor of love for me, where I could really work on it and get what I wanted without a due date. You know, people would ask me what's going on with my next album. I was like, nothing.
It's been about 5 years since Kebmo's last album, but the Grammy-winning blues singer-songwriter hasn't been on vacation. He's been working hard. He just didn't tell anyone. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Rita Houston. Kebmo has always been a bit of a musical bridge. He grew up in South Central L.A., playing steel drums and upright bass in a calypso band. But he always felt that his musical home was blues and gospel. In 1994, he got to dig into the roots of his own music making with his self-titled debut album, and a couple years later with the follow-up, Just Like You. He became known as a genuine inheritor of the blues tradition, and while a couple of Grammy wins probably didn't hurt, it's his incredible ability to hold on to and respect a tradition while still sounding fresh, relevant, and human that catches most people's attention. His new album, The Reflection, is the first release on his new label, Yolabel, and Kebmo came in to speak with FUV's Claudia Marshall about the record, the challenges of starting a label, and what he's been up to since his last release in 2006.
I was reading one of the articles about, you know, Kebmo's first record in 5 years now.
5 years.
And they said, this is funny, I thought, but a little irritating, Kebmo ends his dry spell.
They got to write something. That's what I always look at that.
Right, but
what are we going to call it? Call it a dry spell.
Well, first you what? You started a family, and then eventually actually starting a record label. So if you have a record company, you actually have to pay to make the record. So
yes.
Is this, it's crazy, right? So is this record, The Reflection, made differently because you're actually writing the checks?
It didn't really impact it all that much because I always have a sense of budget. So I did it over a period of 2 years. And first was I called my friends and got them all to work for scale.
So like India RE just worked for like chump change or...
Well, not exactly. No. You can't pay for India Ivy.
Yeah.
You can pay her, but you can't afford her.
One foot out, one foot in, on and off, then on again. A little here and a little there. Hold it steady and nowhere. I had I fought and I fought all the way. I'm giving it all, baby. Every day I fall when I go. All the way. I want you to know I'm taking it all the way. All
this next song that you're gonna play for us, I almost kind of got teared up. Guy loses his job. And the whole family says, that's okay, Dad. You know what? We're all going to help out.
Yeah. When you lose your job as a man, you don't feel important anymore.
Ugh.
So his family kept him feeling important. The family didn't go into fear. They went into
love.
Yes.
Support.
Right.
Yeah.
So because of that, they were able to like not only make it through that hard time, but they were able to come out on the other end with a little piece of wisdom. The best line for me is when finally I got my job at Charles Holmes Weaving. You know, we go get them shoes and those brand new dress, but we don't need it.
Mm.
You know, the same thing. Like when I realized, like when I had a 1984 Honda Accord with about 180,000 miles on it. I had already, my record was out on Sony. I started making money and I still had my Accord. And one day I was driving down the street in the thing and we're like, holy moly, I could get a new car if I want to.
Yeah, you could.
I didn't really want it.
You didn't need it.
I didn't need it. My car was running and I was just was like, you know.
Days and weeks and months went by. The big boss called in the nick of time. I got my check and I bought it. Gonna get them shoes. shoes and that brand new dress. But you know what? We don't need it. We can do without it. We gonna make it. No doubt.
There's We Don't Need It and All the Way, performed live in Studio A by Keb Moe. His album, The Reflection, is out now. Take 5, produced today by Ave Carrillo. Check out the complete interview online, anytime at WFUV.org.